One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Friends, welcome to the Daily Inch.
Hello.
While I'm away researching Murder Mile, here's a little treat to keep you entertained over the next 3 weeks. 15 little stories which are fun, rambly, informative, but not essential to listen to. Each story has been written and presented in a tongue-in-cheek way and are not for the easily offended. Murder Mile returns on Thursday the 24th of August 2023. But until then, there's this. The Daily Inch. Number 23. The Off Switch. Some people say there's no such thing as a coincidence. A series of events converging without any apparent causal connection. They're odd, strange, unfathomable, and yet we've all experienced them. Back in 2008, I set myself the goal of walking solo from Paris to London. En route, I got chatting to a man called Charlie, who was walking solo from London to Paris. It was a mild but predictable coincidence. 2 weeks later, a friend of a friend who'd sponsored me called me at work to ask, "Did you meet a guy on your walk called Charlie?" I said I had. My friend's friend said he'd got chatting to a stranger at a party who mentioned his walk and that he'd met a man called Michael who was walking the other way. A few years before, for no reason whatsoever, on a weekday morning, I made a rash decision to go to Birmingham. Now, I hate shopping, so it made no sense at all. And after an hour, I was bored and hungry. At 10 a.m, I sat in a large but empty food hall with my friend Tim, eating a burger. Mid-bite, Tim asked, "Isn't that your sister?" I said, "Where?" He pointed to the seat next to me, and there she was. We'd both made the rash decision to go to Birmingham, only to get bored and need a burger at that exact moment. That said, some coincidences are just probability. I once found a gravestone with my name on it. My full name, first, middle and surname, of a man who died, aged 34. I was never so happy as when I reached 35. Some are simply chance. I once misplaced my hat on a bus. I went to buy a replacement hat, but decided not to. On the journey home, I somehow sat in the same seat on the same bus, and I found my old hat. And whereas others are entirely explainable. Like the time I passed a charity shop, and witnessing a display in the window, I thought, "Oh, I've got that book." And then, "Oh, I've got that CD." And, "Oh, wow, whoever donated here clearly has the same taste as me." Only to realise that a nameless relative who had cleaned out their bedroom of all the crap that they didn't want, did so including all of the things I had already loaned them. What a bitch. It's almost 30 years on, and it's no coincidence that I won't let her forget it. Coincidences can happen to anyone. Violet Jessop was a stewardess who survived three infamous ship accidents: the Titanic in 1912, the HMHS Britannic in 1916, both of which sunk with her on board, and the RMS Olympic, which was hit by a warship but stayed afloat. So miraculous was her survival that Violet Jessop was given the nickname of Miss Unsinkable. But was she good luck or was she bad luck? A lady in Port Lincoln, Australia, heard the unmistakable sound of her brother-in-law's rather battered VW driving up the street, rattling like a good'un. She thought it was him, but didn't realise that his car had been stolen from his home 5 miles away, and that the thieves had stalled it, right outside of her house. And then, of course, there's the AA mechanic, who walked past a phone box, heard it ringing, and made the decision to answer that phone. It turned out that the person on the other end of the line was the AA dispatcher who was trying to ring his mobile. But instead of looking at his phone number on her screen, she had mistakenly typed his staff number, which happened to be the number of that phone. I did something very similar years ago. I misdialed a number and mistakenly contacted a long-lost friend. The chances were remote and almost non-existent, but the laws of probability state they can happen. Sometimes for good, but sometimes it can lead to death. On the 22nd of March 2009, Paul Harvey and his partner Gloria Laguna were sitting in their flat at Hillwood House on the Polygon Road in Euston. Their relationship was fractious. They were prone to arguing, and Paul had a criminal history of lashing out in anger. Having once headbutted a policeman in the face, smashing a pane of glass simply because he'd missed his train, and he'd also served 6 months in prison for punching a man in the face at a party. Oh yes, he was a really pleasant man with a very short fuse. That night, Paul and Gloria were having another one of their blazing rows, which even he would admit was a pretty petty argument. As Gloria went to leave the room, out of pure petulance, Paul picked up the TV remote and threw it at her head. It was made of plastic, and it weighed just 114 grams, or quarter of a pound. The small, lightweight TV remote control hit her on the back of the head. For most people, it would have left maybe a bump or just a little cut. But what neither Paul nor Gloria knew was that she was suffering from a congenital defect to a vertebral artery. Thrown in what he described as a moment of pique and anger, his random throw, at a very specific speed and trajectory, using an object of sufficient weight, was enough to induce a subarachnoid hemorrhage. She collapsed, and she died the next morning. With the trial held at the Old Bailey, even his own barrister had to admit, the chance of the TV remote hitting the exact spot where she had a congenital weakness was a fluke. Paul Harvey was sentenced to 3 years in prison for a manslaughter. The Daily Inch returns tomorrow. And of course, there are 15 more Daily Inches if you scroll through Murder Mile's back catalogue. Thank you for listening.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, People that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.